Welcome back for another ILTA Radio podcast. This one is for the corporate white papers. My name is Beth Ann Stubbe, and I'm the Director of Publications and Press for ILTA. Today, I get to sit down to talk about solutions for legal invoice audit. It's an article that will be published in our white papers for our support and corporate white papers. It'll come out at the end of January 2022. Today, I am very excited to be joined by one of the two authors on this article, Stephen Ruddick. He is the Director of Legal Spend Management at Quizlex. Stephen, welcome.
Thanks, Bethann. I'm very happy to be here and spend a little bit of time talking about, and just to put it in perspective here, I'm going to talk about not only legal invoice audit or legal bill review, but I will touch base on legal operations as well as the audit process, as they're pretty closely linked. So you'll hear me going back and forth from kind of an operational view to also best practices into the whole invoice review process, if that works for you.
It certainly does. I mean, the article really goes through, as you say, a developed set of billing guidelines and case management approaches, where you take a very detailed step-by-step look. Talk to me a little bit about the article. Give me a few high points.
I think the high points are, and again, I'm going to take this back to kind of a maturity perspective of your organization. And we really need to be self-aware. I've been in this business now for a good number of years, coming from a very mature insurance-based legal invoice audit, which is always very mature with very, very specific billing guidelines. But I have to remember that when we start talking about general counsel and we start to talk about other organizations, they may not have as mature of a general counsel or as mature a set of guidelines or legal operations group. So what we have to be aware of in this whole process is, are you at, and this is again, going back to the article, are you at a kind of an immature state? Be self-aware about it. Are we just starting to do the bill review? Are we starting to look at potentially auditing our firms? Two, we've been here, we've done this, now we're trying to fine tune and we're trying to get to a much better place and look for some reduction, some legal spend management tools that we can apply, even though we're at somewhat of a mature state. So it really runs the gambit of immature. Let's start with the basics. And again, highlights, make sure you have guidelines, make sure you have rate cards for your firms, up to, okay, now that you have those things in place, what are the things that you're now looking for to fine tune and making sure, not only from an audit perspective, but are the firms doing what is strategically important to you as an organization? Meaning, do they have your organization's best interest at heart? And are you sharing those with them through your guidelines? Does that make sense?
It completely does. I don't think, as I read through the article, you often hear about how to get a successful audit program. You talk about the success of an audit program, including mediation, negotiation, a lot of other pieces that we don't typically think about. Can you talk to me a little bit about why a successful audit program is so important?
Well, if you're a publicly held company, you have responsibility, meaning as a publicly held company, that company has responsibility for shareholder interest. And we can go back to Sarbanes-Oxley, we can go back to all of the audit function that's important from an organizational, all the way down from the board of directors through the whole organization, to making sure that you're paying the right amount for services that you get in the organization. In your legal billing, meaning your law firms are a vendor to you. It is your responsibility to make sure that what they're billing you is commensurate with what your guidelines indicate and what is fiscally responsible for your organization based on shareholder value. So we have to be aware that although these vendors are our partners, these vendors need to know your best interest, need to have the best interest of your shareholders at hand. And then that walks through the whole audit process so that if you were to undergo an external audit from a group that says maybe you're not behaving appropriately paying these vendors, that you now have things in place like legal bill review to say, no, we are auditing these invoices and here's our audit reports. And these firms are compliant with what we expect of them from billing guidelines. I also want to share one more thing. I mean, we're talking legal spend, you know, when you start to discuss this with CEOs, CEOs are very concerned about escalation of legal spend expenses within organizations. It's one of the things that keeps them up at night. And the way that good general counsel can help their CEO be comfortable is to make sure that that auditing of these legal bills, making sure that your firms are behaving in the best interest of your company, that's all very important to make sure organizationally at these large organizations that it all falls in line. So there are no aha moments or uh-oh moments when the audit process comes into play. For smaller companies who may not be as worried about the audit process, it still behooves you to make sure that your firms are doing what you want them to do and that they are using partner resources, associate resources, and paralegal resources appropriately. And in those cases, the audit process can also help you understand that phenomenon.
I think within legal tech specifically, we talk a lot about MSPs, about AI, about all sorts of things, but we don't talk a lot about audit and legal spend management. Do you think that there's a particular reason for that? And how do you think it's viewed in the wider legal tech arena?
So that's interesting, very interesting question. So when we start to talk about a lot of the trends in the legal industry, you see a lot of new companies indicating that we have these AI tools. We have linguistics tools that can help you audit the, not just linguistics, but the text version of these invoices. There are AI tools. There are tools that can help you with the text portion of the invoices. So that is one of the trends that you're seeing now is we can automate this whole process and we can do all the audit from an automated perspective. I would just share in the years that I've been around this industry, those tools are accurate to some degree. And I think it's within your best interest to talk to your vendors about how accurate they are, the false positive and the false negative hit rates. Because when you see those false positives and false negatives, somebody has to review those to make sure that those reductions and or misses are appropriate. So within that realm, you're going to have extra work if those tools are not as accurate as they could be. More importantly, that's where, you know, as a member of Quizlex, as a member of doing this for years, we will use tools just like that to flag certain items, but then we will do a visual to make sure that what the end product is, that audit process, is 100% accurate in terms of being consistent and accurate to understanding those task descriptions within the invoice themselves.
You mentioned trends just a couple seconds ago. What do you think are some of the new and exciting trends you're seeing right now? And certainly that pair up with the article.
Great. So real important stuff here. I'm seeing a lot more, and this is very, very interesting. From a perspective of GC, general counsel, from a perspective of even smaller organizations now looking for legal operations, meaning you see a lot more organizations who value the managing attorneys, general counsel, and understand that there's a lot more on their plates. So you see this boom in the legal industry of legal operations, a group that helps support that general counsel. And what I see now is legal operations being stretched to the limit. And what they're looking for is help from outsourced providers like Quizlex. So they look for help from us to, again, you know, outsource those services that are not proprietary within our company and outsource those tasks that we don't like to do and that are not of value added, so that they can do what they need to do to support their general counsel. So I see a lot more of this outsourcing to groups like Quizlex, because we will offer efficiency. We will look at your workflows and we make sure that our workflows internal are very efficient. So when we start to talk about lit spend management. It's not just about auditing invoices. It's not just about, you know, going after the firms. It's about how efficient is your organization in making sure that you're doing the tasks that actually support the strategic initiatives of your organization, number one. And then looking at fiscal responsibility, outsourcing or insourcing or whatever you want to do, the operational functions that don't make sense internally. And again, looking for efficiency in this growth perspective. And that's looking at contract management, that's looking at outsourcing of legal invoices, invoice review, that's looking at contract management, things of that nature, that a lot of these vendors now are doing. Quizlex as well, a lot of the vendors are doing it very efficiently, so they can help you get to a better place in managing your legal spend.
I'm going to throw a question in that you don't know about, but I think is a really important place for our ILTA listeners to get to. You're with Quizlex. Quizlex is an ALSP, and I think that's a really important thing to note because I think you have an insight into a few other things that are happening within the legal industry. When you wrote this article, what did you learn and what did you bring in specifically as an ALSP?
So very interesting. I mean, great question, by the way. So as an ALSP, we see companies that are at a maturity level with their service providers to companies who are at a very immature, meaning a very young, naive level with their service providers. Writing the article, what I had to remember is, and again, very important, I understand the complexities of all these services. I understand the, because I see them, I understand the complexity of every single organization or operation that's out there because we've worked with the largest ones. So whether it's a situation where specifically, and this is really important to understand, there are organizations that bill back the legal spend for how GC manages themselves. They'll bill that back to a department level. They'll bill it back to a country level if these are global, you know, global companies. And the complexity of that is tremendous. When you look at the different matter type, it can be as complex as building, you know, a Tesla automobile. What the service providers and what Quizlex does is we look at that and we understand there are organizations that are absolutely complex, and we need to build that into how we do our business and understand their business model. And or if they're not as complex, we still have to know how to work with them at a young age, at a naive age, to get them not to that complex, but to get them to a point where they are comfortable with these service providers, and that we are again doing things that are in the best interest for them, for their organization, and for their department. So as I wrote this article, what was really interesting is I had to take myself from the high level to the low level and make sure that I touched on both sides of that adequately to keep people engaged as they read it.
All right, last question, because we've covered a relatively deep breadth of the article. What will you be writing next? And what do you think is going to be that kind of new pop in tech?
Interesting. So again, what's the new pop in tech? Well, AI is going to continue to, you know, artificial intelligence is going to continue to help in many different aspects, whether it's the contract space, whether it's the e-discovery space, and even in legal bill review. But I can get into a whole dissertation, which we're not going to do right now, on potentially the pitfalls of AI from a review perspective. But I think the next article is really, how do you develop a mature legal operations environment without being overwhelmed, again, without being overwhelmed by all the different things that you can look at to mitigate legal spend and automate and create efficiency? How do you get from that early naive standpoint to really a highly functional, and not saying that naive is not functional, but highly functional, highly sophisticated, and well-tuned, efficient legal ops environment. So that's a big article. And again, I think unfortunately, because nobody has the nobody wants to read an article for that's 20 pages long, because they are very complex. Starting to take a look at the different levels of maturity and how to get to the next phase of that.
Stephen, I am grateful for the article. I enjoy reading that 20-page article, and I'm thankful for your time. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Beth, and I really appreciate your time, and thanks all of all the folks who have listened.